All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. It's Thursday, June 17th. I'm Kathy Warzer. The driver who's accused of plowing his SUV at high speed into a crowd of protesters in uptown Minneapolis a few days ago, killing an activist and injuring several others, makes his first court appearance today. 35-year-old Nicholas Krause of St. Paul faces second-degree intentional murder and two counts of assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges came yesterday on the day when Deanna Erickson would have turned 32. County Attorney Mike Freeman says Krause told investigators he thought he could launch his vehicle over cars parked in the street to protect the crowd.
Eyewitnesses said that he was driving erratically and actually sped up as he approached the barricade. It was almost like he thought he'd pull a Dukes of Hazzard move and drive flying over the cars, and obviously that didn't happen. Tragically, it didn't happen.
Prosecutors say Krause was driving without a license because of several past DWI convictions. A man charged with running over and killing a neighbor had already been confined once for mental health treatment and recently was found incompetent to stand trial for another crime. Prosecutors say it's an example of tragic cases that fall through current legal gaps. Tim Nelson has more.
46-year-old Christopher Rice allegedly heard voices telling him a neighbor had done something bad to his mother, then told him to run the neighbor over. Prosecutors have charged him with two counts of murder. He'd recently been ruled mentally unfit to face a robbery charge, but eventually sent home. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says Minnesota needs to take steps in law to make sure people who can't stand trial have their mental illness addressed.
Each of those people, in my view, with rare exception, that are excused from criminal responsibility should be civilly committed.
Freeman also said he'd like to see their criminal cases revisited if they're successfully treated or medicated. I'm Tim Nelson.
State prosecutors are pushing back against a request from Derek Chauvin's attorney for a new trial. The defense had argued publicity before and during the trial prejudiced the jury, which unanimously convicted Chauvin of murder and manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. But in a motion filed yesterday, prosecutors said Chauvin received a fair trial and that there's no reason to think the high-profile nature of the case affected the verdict. Chauvin's sentencing is scheduled for June 25th. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers promises to sign bills banning chokeholds and making other policing changes passed by the state assembly, while also calling on lawmakers to go farther to make law enforcement more accountable and transparent. Evers said yesterday that he would sign four bills that passed with bipartisan support. The assembly failed to vote on a fifth bill that would set a statewide use of force policy for police and extend protections for officers who report abuses. In other news, the first four pieces of a new Minnesota state budget are up for votes today. Brian Bax has more on that.
The Minnesota legislature is in special session to complete a new two-year budget by July 1st or risk shutting the government down. Legislative leaders insist it won't come to that. But lawmakers could take things up to the brink, with several key budget bills not even finalized yet. DFL House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler says a budget will get done on time, but maybe not as quick as some want.
I think we will have agreement long before June 30th. Whether we get done faster than June 30th depends on the willingness of House Republicans to expedite the process and get the job done more quickly.
The first votes will pay for programs around higher education, agriculture, energy, and outdoor and cultural heritage. I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
In sports, the Twins won. After losing their past three games, they beat Seattle 7-2. Today's regional weather forecast, a little stormy. There's a chance of thunderstorms. Some could be severe in southern Minnesota. Partly cloudy skies elsewhere. Highs low 80s, lower 90s. More storms tonight. Again, some could be severe in the south. Tomorrow, sunny, windy. Highs in the 70s in the north, near 90 in the south, with a chance of rain across northern Minnesota tomorrow. Finally, there are mornings I sit in the studio and sift through the news stories that are horrible, heartbreaking, infuriating, sometimes unbelievably weird. And to be honest, it gets pretty depressing. except for this story. I can tell you there are two kids in Ham Lake, Minnesota, who still have smiles on their faces because of the kindness of a stranger. Peter and Penny Scalise, ages 10 and 7, have had a lemonade stand at the end of their driveway for several summers. They make a couple of bucks, have some fun. So Tuesday of this week, the kids brought out the card table, the lemonade, and paper cups and sat there waiting. Their mom was inside when she heard screaming. Alarmed, she ran outside to find the kids jumping up and down and holding a $100 bill. Penny and Peter told mom they didn't know the guy. They described him as having a lot of hair in his face. He was driving a Chevy truck. He stopped, bought a cup of lemonade, telling the kids it was the best lemonade he had ever had, and gave them the C note. Mom Jamie Scalise had to find the guy, so she put up a post on the Ham Lake Neighborhood Facebook page with the story. Well, she found the guy, Josh Phillips of Family Tradition Drywall in Stacy, Minnesota. Josh says he just wanted to make the kids' day, thought they were doing a good job, told them to keep up the good work. Well, Mr. Phillips did make their day. The photo of the two kids holding the $100 bill is priceless. They plan to split the money with a neighborhood friend. It is a sweet little story, and it's on care11.com. And that is it for Minnesota Today from NPR News. The early version, we have a PM version. Tim Nelson does it in the afternoon. Check it out. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org, download the news app, or turn on the radio. Have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worser.